I'm recording this.
You're like a guy to say I'm gonna show some head.
Forget the song. We're done. I'm not even gonna do the song now because this is just a disaster already. This is a disaster. Welcome everybody to Gritty Knows Best, the hottest show on the internet, the most professional show, the most riveting show on the internet. Tonight's gonna be an interesting night, I feel. Somebody's not feeling it in the group today. Justin's having strokes. I mean, me and Dre are prepared. I mean, Justin is also prepared, but... anyway, let me introduce this show formally right now. Welcome to another episode of Gritty Knows Best. It's the big dog. It's Gritty. And joining me today is the whole crew. You all heard them on the third episode. The whole crew is here. Starting off, because this guy is not bothering me today, so I'm going to introduce you first. Starting off today in his beautiful red robe, looking like he's the leader of the clan. What do they call him? The Grandmaster? Looking like the Grandmaster of the Ku Klux Klan. We got our boy, the unproblematic Dre.
Thank you.
That's right. Coming in second, because he's problematic, but he's not as problematic as the other one today. We have our boy, Mr. 2,000 subscribers today. Up another 1,000 from the last episode. Mr. Justin, you better do your intro. You know what your intro is, right? Okay.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay, because I don't want you to forget. Our boy, Justin.
That's
And now we have to be careful around this person today because he is testy, this guy. This guy is hanging off a thin string right now. We have our boy. Let me make sure I get his name right because there's also a lot of controversy about his name. Matrice. A.K.A. Matrice, A.K.A. Momo. We all love him. We all love him. Welcome. Today is going to be an interesting episode because there's a lot of hostility in the air. Wow. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
What really the energy of the show was, we're going to talk about things that just puzzle us. That confuse us. Things that make us say, the fuck. Now, if you don't know what the fuck means, it means, like, what the fuck. It's a little phrase. Now, we were supposed to have a drop today for it, but Justin chose not to put his all into that drop. So now we don't have one. So, Justin, you have to do it live.
The fuck?
Beautiful. It would have been better for me to have a drop. So I could just press the button.
Sorry.
But you chose to just not give me the drop the way I asked for it. Because you were doing what?
Jerking off.
You were watching wrestling. And you chose to not give me this drop that I requested. You rushed through it and it wasn't well. It wasn't done well. Right? Maurice and Dre can attest to this. Am I wrong?
No,
yeah, you have to speak on that.
It wasn't good.
No, not that one.
And you know what? I'm offended at that. I'm offended at a few things today. That is number one, that Justin did not give me the proper drop that I asked him for. He rushed through it, and he gave me an attitude about it. Gave me a serious attitude because I asked him to redo a drop that had a pop in it. So I asked him to redo that drop. He redid it and gave me even worse drops with absolutely zero heart, with absolutely zero enthusiasm.
No motivation.
No motivation. And is this what you choose to give to the show?
No.
This is what you choose to give to the people? You have to answer to the people now, to the listener.
I'm sorry. You gave them
that work.
I'm sorry.
Dre, did I not tell you last night that I heard him rush through it? I could just hear it in his voice that he was rushing through it.
Yeah, you did. Definitely did.
I did.
That wasn't right.
I know.
Because you know what?
You just wanted it to be over.
Because you know what? When I did your thumbnail the night before, did I not go, you know what? I'm going to make sure this is good. I'm going to sleep on this. And when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to make sure it's perfect for you. And I sent it to you before you asked for it. Before, you know, on time, basically. And you choose to reciprocate by giving me a shoddy drop.
Yep, I'm sorry.
That is the first thing that is bugging me today. I'm gonna say the fuck. I can't believe it. But I also owe you an apology later in the show. So you're gonna get one back. You're gonna get back at me. You're gonna get back at me because I owe you an apology.
Okay.
Now, I feel like we might as well just start with the elephant in the room because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We might as well start. Maurice does not seem happy today. Why are you not happy? Can we ask you?
I'm not happy. It's not that I'm not happy.
You're not happy just today.
I'm fine. I'm just going through one of those time in life where you just meditate. I'm just meditating on a lot of stuff, processing, getting ready for the next semester.
Right.
You know, staying calm, focused, getting a lot of doing a business transaction with somebody. So a lot of good stuff going on, as well as, you know, right. Life being life.
Right. So, speaking of business, let's get down to business. Me and Justin have another gripe. Well, now I have another gripe, and Justin has to join in this gripe.
Yep.
Dre's getting ready. He's preparing himself. He's wiping his face for this. You know, I was under attack the other day because I started the podcast late in some people's eyes. Okay? I started it like 2 hours after I told everybody that we're going to start it, which may not be the right thing to do, right? Fine, whatever. I could admit that wasn't the best. That wasn't the most. I didn't take people's time under consideration. Maurice, mute yourself.
No.
I didn't take people's time under consideration that day. So you know what I did? I was told, "Oh, we gotta start. We gotta start at a certain time." So I said, "You know what? We're gonna start at a certain time." The next day, I set a time, did I not? I said 10:30 or 11 o'clock. We sat there, me and Justin sat there, and the one person who was aggravated that we did not start on time was not even there.
Didn't even show up.
Maurice Young. The quote-unquote...
Don't say that.
What?
Maurice.
Oh, I forgot my supposed to call his name. Mo. Another thing. His name is not Maurice. His name is Mo. I'll bleep it. I swear I'll bleep it. Did not even show up when I said, listen, I took that serious that next day. Did I not, Justin?
You did.
I fucking got on my bike at 9 o'clock. And I said, whatever I got to do, I got to do it before 10:30. 10:30 was the time, right?
Yeah.
I said 10:30 is the time. I got my shit together. I had food on the side of me. I had everything prepared.
What day was this?
Shower. That was the next day after you complained. I got up to take a piss, my 50th piss of the day, right? And did he not complain?
Yeah.
When I left. When I start on time, I got people to talk to. Then you got mad that I forgot the SD card, which was definitely my fault, right? But you can't really get mad at that because it's my show anyway, so if I fuck up my own show, it's I fuck up my own show. So again, the next day, nobody showed up. I mean, Maurice didn't show up. Oh my God. Mo didn't show up. Can we have to
wait, 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 wait. I was not mad at the SD card, though.
You were mad at the SD card.
No.
Everybody was mad at the SD card.
But I wasn't mad in the sense that he's saying it. Like, I was tight at him.
You're frustrated.
I was tight at him for the SD card. That was on him on that one.
So you're mad about the show. So the producer, the quote-unquote producer of the show, didn't show up. Then the next time we're going to record, we get there. I still make it on time at the time I allotted. And I told everybody, all right, now to rectify this, to to help my little problem of starting late, I'm going to give everybody a 30-minute wind-up time, even though today I went an hour. I'm going to give everybody a 30-minute wind-up time. There is a reason we went an hour today, because we were discussing something. That was the other problem. That day, were we not discussing the podcast solely?
People are.
Solely discussing the podcast. We didn't deviate from the podcast. We said, we're going to talk about this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. So then, the time after Mo didn't show up, I give everybody 30 minutes allotted time. 10:50. Was it 10:50?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, everybody, go do this, go do that. Lo and behold, right before we were going to start, Maurice says, oh my God. Mo says, hold up, I'm going to go make some chicken. 10:50. I gave everybody 30 minutes. And at 10:50, so 20 minutes went by. And now we're going to go play Gordon Ramsay's and make some chicken. And now we have to eat it as well.
So, hey, but wasn't that the episode that you forgot the SD card?
No, that was another one.
You sure?
That was because the one after that, I think.
The next day, he no-showed. Then the week after, he went to the doctor.
So there might have been the episode after that. Because the episode of that, because that was, this chicken incident is closer than the other chicken incident.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it had to be after that. The other time you didn't show up, you had a doctor's note.
That was last week when we recorded twice.
Right.
Three times. Okay, so last week.
So then, decides to eat chicken 10 minutes before the episode. Would you like to explain that? Because I
only remember eating food on the day that you forgot the SD card.
Not true.
And that was, I remember having Burger King.
Forget that. We're talking about last week.
The chicken.
Yeah, that was last week. That was also the week where the doc, where I was not feeling well that week.
That wasn't that week.
It was that week.
Refresh my memory.
There was, after you went to the doctor, we recorded another episode, and I gave everybody the wind-up time. And then 10 minutes before we're about to start, you go and make chicken.
Okay.
And you're going to eat it. Does that make any logical sense when I give you 20 minutes, when there's 20 minutes before that? So does that make any sense?
I mean, I don't have headphones, and I was eating while I was muted, so.
What has headphones got to do with it?
Well, because when I'm not talking, what am I doing? I'm muted, right? So while I was muted, I was just eating.
But you don't know when you're going to start talking.
Yeah, you should be ready.
Listen, I know exactly when it's time for the talk, because the conversation.
But you're not the host. Correct.
It's not about, I know how when you're going to talk.
No, you don't.
If you're having a conversation between each other, I know I can eat. When I know
so you can tell the
conversation
future.
I'm going to be involved
so you're,
in,
you're,
I start.
So you're Raven Simone now. You can tell the future.
It's not about telling the future. I just know the flow
of
the conversation.
He said, you can't know the flow of the conversation. It didn't happen yet.
I can tell by it as it moves. You can just tell.
If I can't even tell.
If you and Justin are talking about something, right, that y'all are going to say you're talking about YouTube, and you're talking about that, I know I'm not involved in that conversation, so I just mute myself. I eat whatever, and then when a conversation invest that I need to be speaking, and I put the food down, swallow, and just begin talking when it's my turn.
But does that sound like something that needs to be done during the show?
If I'm muted, it's fine.
It is fine.
It's not fine.
It is fine. No, I was questioning it. I know it's not fine, but I'm saying that's fine.
Thomas could be talking to me at any time.
And I could just say, boom, what do you think about this? Now it's like, basically what I'm saying is, I'm being berated, right, for not being professional, which I said I wasn't. Dre knows that we always start late anyway. When me and Dre did the YouTube stuff, he would come to my house at 10 o'clock, we wouldn't start till 12. It's just something we do. it's not like we're sitting there like going, oh, I don't want to shoot. It's just, we just wind up, we just get ready, we listen to music, we get shit, we get our shit together, you know, and then we do a couple takes or something and we get warmed up, but we stay on task. So I'm berated for being unprofessional. I get up to pee that day, huffing and puffing. Then he's putting his head in his hands. It was a mess of a night that night, and it didn't come out because I forgot the SD card that night, you know. So I'm being berated that night because I'm being unprofessional. Fast forward the next night, you don't show up. Fast forward 2 weeks after that, you're eating chicken on air.
Yeah.
So am I unprofessional? If I'm a professional, you got to be unprofessional as well. You got to be in the same boat. Is that not a professional behavior? You cannot hold me to certain standards, and then the next 2 weeks just blow it, just totally blow your own standards.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not that serious. Did it affect the audio in any way?
It was going to if we didn't say anything. Like I said, I could have just said, hey, Maurice, what do you think about this? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I got chicken in my mouth. What would have happened then? And then you're not ready to jump in? That means you're not ready to jump in at any second of the conversation. Dre's sitting there with his red ass hood, looking like Little Red Riding Hood, and he's ready. He's ready to jump in any second. He got his fucking basket, and he's ready to jump in.
That is a fact.
Look at that. Boom. He was muted. He came right in. Bang.
He's got a basket that's properly put together.
Yeah, unlike mine.
Yeah, unlike I mine. Need my fingers.
So what I'm saying is there has to be some sort of what's the word I'm looking for? Accountability here. If I'm being berated for being a professional. Oh, and then
hey, I was just going to bring this up.
Right, you want to bring that up because that was during your live stream.
I'll bring it up. So I do tricks now at Real Jason Biggs 93.
Can you okay? We get a plug in
that. I do tricks, and last week I did my first stream. So it's all of us. It's Thomas, Mo, Galtra. So I tell Mo be here at 11. Be on Xbox. Okay, no problem. He comes on Xbox. They're playing Left 4 Dead.
We're about to play.
Well, we started playing. And okay. Mo's dying. I'm like, yo, Mo, you're dead. Yo, I'm eating chicken.
What is with the chicken?
Does that sound good?
Yo, honestly, I was set for the podcast. I would accept that, you know, for future reference. But the whole Xbox thing was so that was so annoying on many levels. It took so long to get shit started.
On Xbox?
It took
less time to get us started.
No.
Yes, it did. It took less time.
It took longer. We were dealing with also other people. And not just the main people that were playing the game, but other people in the background as well. And we had to wait for everybody to get situated.
There was nobody else. It was just three of us. Four of us.
No,
it was me, Axel. Me, Axel, Justin, and you. Everybody was ready before you.
In the game, yes.
Everybody was ready before you, though. We were all ready before you. We were all ready before you. So who's... We were all ready before you. You were the last one in.
No, I wasn't. I was already
in the party you were.
When he called, I was in the party. My system was already on. There was another person in the group that was not playing the game, but they were already in it. And we had a whole conversation. We was talking and doing other stuff while we was preparing.
Right. So while you're preparing, isn't that not the time to eat chicken?
So when the food was ready while we were preparing, I was already eating while we was preparing. Then we started. I was already on the last chicken by the time we was already eating on playing the game.
But if I tell you be there at 11, I can't. You eat already by 11.
I was already eating.
That's what I'm saying. I was already, my food was already prepared. I was already moving upstairs and everybody was already talking. So I was like, I'm just going to eat my food.
But the point was, when he told me 11, I was eating at 10:30.
Yeah.
And then at 11, I was done.
My food, My food was being prepared at 10:40. I was
exactly
microwave.
Exactly. Exactly.
It took another.
You just said it. Exactly.
I don't even remember how long
exactly.
It took.
This is what I'm saying right now. My time management was being attacked. That is awful time management right there. You just said you started cooking chicken the first time at 10:50. You started cooking the chicken the first time at 10:40.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not sound a little close to 11 o'clock?
I understand, but they were talking so fucking long. I was just like, I'm going to eat. I had sat there and was waiting. I was like, no, I'm not.
But that's besides the fact.
And they kept going and going and going.
That's besides the fact because you're talking about that's at 11 o'clock already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're saying that they started talking. You should have been ready before that.
Yeah, you should have been ready. You should have ate. Jerked off. You should have been
the fact there. That you were eating while they were talking is a different story.
Yeah,
and they were talking past 11.
On live, I said, well, they didn't even hear me. That I was already, well, good thing that the audio didn't even go through. But I also was eating. I already ate earlier, too. I started getting hungry
because
everybody
ate?
Was still.
So you already ate?
Yeah, I had ate earlier. And I started getting hungry because the conversation kept going. I was like, oh, my
wait,
God.
Did you have your food? Look at Dre. Dre heard exactly what I just heard.
Two meals.
Dre heard exactly what I just heard. You just said this is all you flippity floppity motherfucker. This guy just said I started eating before, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did he not just say that?
Yeah.
When you just said I started eating before, I had my food ready. Now the story mm-hmm. changed to. Oh, everybody was talking so long that I went to go eat. Which one is it? Hello?
Oh, it's the same. Oh, my bad. I actually muted myself. I was sorry. It's the same. I previously ate earlier that day.
No. You said when I my food was ready at 10:40.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I started my eating.
Snack.
I started mm-hmm. eating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I
attacked you. I attacked that logic because you said that I said that that's bad time management.
Yep.
When I said that, you go and say, no. The only reason I started eating is because you took so long to start. When did you start eating?
I started eating at 10. I got my food ready at 10:40, right? So everything was prepared, like I said earlier, and then I didn't start eating until I started noticing that everything was taking longer.
Which was when?
That was probably, I don't have the time right off my top of my head of when I started eating, but it was probably around like 20, 15 minutes into everybody into the party.
First of all, it definitely didn't take that long. And even if it did, that's Justin's project right there.
Yeah.
We're getting shit together. We're about to play a video game. Why would you go eat a meal?
It wasn't a meal. It was a snack.
Chicken?
But if you're in the middle of a game...
Yeah, we're setting... Snack? First of all, we're setting up the game. We're setting up to do something. And Justin's the
How
one running that show.
Justin was... We weren't... Who were we waiting for? Was it
we're
Axel?
Waiting for Axel, I think. We're waiting for Axel for sure. It was Axel.
It was Axel, right? So all three of us was there. We were all ready. Me, you, Justin was there. Axel was doing his thing. The fourth person in the party was talking. There was other conversations going on. So while those other conversations was going on, everything else was going on, we was ready. That wasn't my problem. I was like, okay, we're ready. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. Just eat. Just eat the snack. It's only like I only have a few wings here. I'm just gonna eat this fucking wings, and then when it's ready, it's ready.
Okay, but then the game started. Why didn't you put it down?
It was already in my mouth. We started playing. We was only 3 minutes in, and I was complaining about it.
Okay, so if it was in your mouth, then why did you die? Your hands are free.
Because I suck at that game.
I think you suck at time management too.
Suck at that game.
This is my point. That was my point. The unprofessionalism here is showing. Okay? I cannot be held to a standard like that and then you contradict it multiple weeks in a row. Okay.
How do you get multiple weeks?
It's very strange because you didn't show up the next day. That's one. Then you ate chicken the next day, the next 2 weeks after that. And then you ate chicken during Justin's stream. Nobody else was doing that during Justin's stream. Everybody had this shit together. You know how shit goes by now, probably. So it just seems very strange to me that I was under attack that week. It was made a whole show, and then you flip-flop and do that. Am I wrong?
You're right.
Dre?
All you can really account for is the chicken. You can't account for the day that I was sick.
You weren't, no, the day, no, the next day you didn't show up. That was, you said you fell asleep.
Okay, that day, yes.
Right.
Yeah, I was asleep.
You slept through a podcast. Now, if I would have did that, forget it. If I would have did that, forget it. When I was getting ready for my podcast that day, I peed like 15 times. You had to hear this. Oh, my God. I got to talk to my girl. Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, I don't know why. And then next week, he got his mouth full of chicken at 10:50. We have the whole day. The whole day to eat chicken. The whole day. Are you cooking that shit over a fucking over a fire? Are you roasting it over a fire with a fucking stick? How long does it take to cook this chicken? He chooses at 10:50 to eat this chicken. We have 10 minutes till showtime. He starts
eating. Should try doing that with the chicken, cooking it over a fire. Should try that. Go in the backyard and do it.
He made a whole rotisserie chicken.
You know what?
Rotisserie.
I'm gonna do that.
This guy cooked a whole fucking pig.
Now we don't mess with the swine.
So the point of that was that you are banned from groaning, moaning, and berating my work ethic for the rest of the fucking year.
Yep.
For the rest of the year. So January, what's today? The
20th? 21st.
For the rest of the year. Yep. So January 21st. I don't want to hear a moan. I don't want to hear a groan. I don't want to hear my girlfriend's waiting because you told her you're only going to podcast once a week, which was, that was strange. Like she's like your calendar.
Yeah.
Yo, I told my girl, bro, only once a week, dude. That's
only
it.
Once a week,
that's
yeah.
it, bro. You get that? That's it. That's it.
It's a schedule.
Why do you need a schedule?
Yeah, yeah. You don't even follow it.
Establish a schedule. Even my thing. He was saying once a week. He was saying we're gonna do record this. That's already was on my notes.
Okay, but you didn't have to tell her. Put your fucking foot down.
What are you talking about? First of all, hold on.
I told her once a week, guys. That's about it, dude. That's all I could give you, man.
If you're in a job or a relationship with anybody and somebody you got a job to do,
you respect that person.
Like, no, don't call this time because I do this at this time. That is putting your foot down. Any questions about that?
I don't really have any questions, but we were just curious as to why. You made it seem like, you're pulling me away now. I told her only once a week, man. Come on, dude. Like, come on. It's not our problem. You signed up for this. You signed up for this, and you're berating us.
Of course I signed up for it, but I also have to show everybody else in my life the same respect that I give y'all. And if you say something, if you request something of me, I'm going to do that. But if I'm also in a relationship with somebody, I'm going to also let them know and tell them, yo, these are my times and this is when I'm available. Don't call me. Don't hit me up because I don't want to hear my phone ring.
Now,
so that they know not to interrupt.
Do you eat chicken during your conversations with her?
Do eat chicken wings.
Do you eat chicken?
Do eat chicken.
Speaking of eating chicken during, speaking of doing things with your girlfriend.
Oh.
Let's talk about this one, because this one is almost inexcusable here.
Yes.
This one was like, Justin, you want to take this one?
Next one we're discussing.
The Xbox. You go ahead.
What are we discussing
the
first?
The Xbox one.
All right. Okay. So this man, He texts me, yo, let's play Kingdom Hearts. So I get on Xbox, I jump in the party, or he joins the party. I'm talking to him. He's talking to his girl.
Ignoring you.
Ignoring me.
He's talking to his girlfriend while on the microphone.
Yeah.
Now, I'm about to sleep. This is what I'm telling you. This guy is disrupting my schedule now. I was ready to go to sleep. I was laying in bed. And I get a call from Justin saying, this fucking guy, bro. You gotta hear this shit. I'm like, what? Mo is on Xbox talking to his girlfriend. So I go, now I gotta get up. Because now I gotta be a witness to this madness. The madness of Mo. So I get up and I hear Justin, Yo, Mo, what are you doing, Mo? And I hear Mo, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm like, you know, that's how I do it. You know what I mean? Like, I love you and shit. Like, you my wife, and that's it. Like, anybody says anything about it, I'm going to smack the shit out of them. So how you doing? You and your sister? I don't know, your sister has, like, crazy headaches and stuff. Is that all right? Is that all right? Is everything good? She need an Advil? And Justin's like, Mo didn't even notice I joined the party. Yo, Mo! What level are you on? Yeah, and then I told him, you know, I don't fucking like you. I like you, man. I like you. You my woman. You my wife. I love you.
I'm gonna stay in Philly.
I'm staying there for the rest of my life. I'm moving up there. I love you. While Justin's over there playing, meanwhile, Maurice is supposed to be guiding Justin.
He texted me to play the game together.
And the time before this, he also had her on the Xbox, and she was mad about something. And then it was basically like, why do you have her on Xbox at all?
On the phone.
Because, bro, you don't understand. This is what real lovers do. We do everything on the phone together. I shit, she hears the plop. I piss, she hears the stream. I sleep, she hears me snore. Y'all not in love. Y'all don't know how this goes. When y'all dudes is in love, y'all hit me up.
Until I want to let the audience know he's exaggerating. So
I'm exaggerating. So Dre and Justin, does he not, when she calls him, well, he'll be on his iPad. When she calls him on the phone, the phone flies across the room that we're on. The phone flies. He's like, yeah, I'll be doing this, dude. Boom, the phone just flies across the room. We go, what the fuck was that? We just see the phone. We just see the ceiling. We just see like a fucking flash, and then the phone smashes, and we're just like, what the fuck just happened? 10 hours later, yeah, that was my wife, bro. My bad. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, what the fuck was that? We bring this to his attention, and then he gets a little better. And this is the only good as he gets. He goes, we're like, yeah, Mo. So you know, I did my tag. Hold on, my girl's calling. And we don't even. It isn't even finished. Hold on. It's done. Because yep. The girl calls. Am I exaggerating about this, Dre? Go ahead. Say what you're gonna say.
That portion you got right. So, there you go.
You're in love. Cupid has shot his arrow right in your ass. So can you please explain the reasoning? Now, you just said you'd give everybody the same respect, did you not? He said that, didn't he?
Yeah, I did.
So why would you not give Justin the respect of helping him and playing the game with him solo? What is the need for the girlfriend?
Well, that situation, you said it yourself in that situation about the, you know, the family issue that was occurring at that time. So, you know,
Justin's face was the best I've ever seen. Oh, shit.
Damn, I missed his face. I turned around. For
those eyebrows went right down to his lips. He fucking squinted so hard.
So in that situation, I don't know. Just felt right to just
for the second time, by the way.
Well, what do you mean?
It felt right for the second time to have her on the phone while on Xbox.
Well, that time was actually legit, so that's why I answered the phone. I wasn't going to answer the phone, but I already got, I had gotten a text of the situation, so I just answered.
Right.
While I got on the Xbox, I jumped in the thing, and then she texted and said what was happening. I just answered the phone.
Right. Justin, would you like to respond?
I got none.
You were offended, weren't you?
I was offended, yeah.
I mean,
he texted me to play the game together. I get on, and he abandoned me.
I'm sorry if I'm breathing into the mic, by the way, to the audience. I'm going to try and cut that out because I keep breathing into it like an idiot. Go ahead.
I didn't hear it.
No, I keep doing it.
Why didn't you just reschedule with Justin then if it was a family emergency?
Or why don't you just flip your microphone up and go, yo, Justin, I'm about to talk to my wife real quick, and flip your mic up. Anytime I have a girl over on Xbox, I just flip my mic up for 20 minutes.
I didn't think it was going to be that long. Honestly,
so
I just
done.
Didn't think
just
it would be that long.
So
just
done.
Talk to her for a few minutes. And he was only in the fucking tutorial.
The point is, you said that you set a time with Justin. So you went back on your word again. And you said, when I set a time with people, I respect that. I respect that time. Did he not say that?
He did.
You set a time with Justin. You made it. This is your show now.
And I didn't know something serious was going to happen.
Hold on, but you weren't talking about anything serious.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, of course, I was not going to talk about anything serious right there. I just, all the whole thing was, at the end of the day, she hit me up, she texted me, boom, 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 I got the text and message, so I was like, she called up, and I was just, that conversation was me mostly trying to make her feel better.
You are whispering sweet nothings into her ear.
He said he was trying to make
her feel better.
I thought you said it was about family issues.
It was. But that was me switching up and going, I let her feel better.
So why couldn't you tell me, hold on 5 minutes?
And why does Justin have to hear that?
Yeah.
Yo, baby, you know, it's like, we're trying to play a game and we got to hear, like, the fucking sex hotline. Yeah,
yo,
like,
baby,
you know,
I'm living in Philly,
like,
baby.
I know you wet.
I
right
did
now.
It because I called Thomas.
Justin,
and I had to get up out of bed to hear your stupidity.
Justin, you liked it, right?
Well, I'm not on Xbox.
Yo, Justin, you liked it, right?
It was nonsense.
You liked it, Justin.
Don't give me that voice.
Come on, Justin, you liked it.
It was nonsense. Now, are we done with this one?
Justin, you was feeling it, right?
Didn't we have something else to talk about?
We have something. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to move on.
All right, let's move on.
Now, before I end this, I have to give Justin an apology.
Yes, my time
have to
is
give
gone.
Justin an apology.
All right.
Listen. Everybody gets it here on the show, okay? Everybody gets it. I berated myself last week. I berated myself many times on this show. So, Maurice is sitting there with a long face on. It's okay. It's fine. It's going to be okay. There's no need to sit there. Because how many times have I berated my own self on this show? Can we all attest to that?
Yep.
And if anybody gets it, Justin gets it the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And if he's not ganging
up on Justin,
and if he's not complaining, I don't want to hear anybody else complain. If Justin's not complaining, nobody complain. So, Maurice says he's going to shoot me in the head. I had to stop my apology because Maurice looks so furious right now.
He does.
He looks so mad, bro. It's not even funny. Listen, everybody gets it. It's fine. It's going to be fine. But I owe Justin an apology because I made another stupid mistake recently. Maurice looks so mad. It's not even funny. He's been mad this whole day. Listen, I have been making fun of Justin for weeks now, for months, about how anal he is about his shipping and his tracking of his shipping. Okay, look at him. This looks like he's about to bust a nut. Listen, I don't apologize much, but I'm apologizing now. So everybody better record this, save this, and open your ears, Justin. This is the last time you're going to hear this. He's very anal about how when is my thing coming? Let me check the ship. He checks the shipping every day. He watches it like a live stream. He sits in front of his door waiting for his package like a fucking puppy. Waiting for his package, looking at the phone. He sees every move it makes. So when I have a package, he's like, did you check the shipping? I'm like, no, I'm just waiting for it to fucking come. I don't need to check the shipping. It's fine. No, you didn't check the shipping. You didn't check the shipping. And I'm like, no, I don't need to check. What the fuck is wrong with you? So I've been making fun of him for weeks about how anal he is about the shipping. The other day, I've been waiting for two packages for like 3 weeks now. And I'm like, why aren't they coming? I thought it was because of COVID, right? So then he goes, well, have you checked your shipping? And I'm like, can you shut the fuck up about checking? I was like, you know what? Just to make you happy, I'm going to check my shipping. To please you, to show you that you're wrong, that it's on the way. Boy, did the big dog get a pie in his face when I looked at those fucking emails. So I had to go into my emails and look on the web, like look for the websites that I ordered from. The first one, you ready for this? I thought I got a confirmation email. No. I got an email telling me that my payment method didn't even go through. And I thought it was a cop.
No!
So for three weeks, I think this thing is on the way. This shit didn't even process. It didn't even go through. I don't know, because I have money in my account. I'm not that much of a broke ass bitch. There's money in my account. So for some odd reason, my payment method didn't go through to that store, and I didn't know for 3 weeks. I've been waiting for this package. It's not even on the way. I would have known that if I looked at that email, but I saw the email come up and I assumed it was a confirmation email. But it was an email telling me, "Hey, moron, your payment method didn't go through."
You know what they say about people assuming.
You make an ass out of your fucking self. So I've been sitting there. I've been going down every day waiting for this package. It's not even going to come. Because it didn't even get processed. Because I didn't even look at the fucking email.
Do you even realize how fucking stupid you truly are, you dumb fucking bitch?
Yes.
Perfect job for that.
I do. Now... The second item.
Here we go.
The second item I went to look at, I looked up the name of the website in my inbox. I find that item is also not on the way. That item. So for 3 weeks, I'm waiting for this item as well. I'm like, why is nothing coming? That shit hasn't even left the fucking warehouse. Why? Because one of the items in the package cannot be shipped to New York. And they didn't tell me that until, like, I guess, I don't know when I got the email. I don't know if I got it, like, as soon as I ordered it. But I assume it came, like, maybe the next day. I'm thinking it's a confirmation email for the shipping. It's an email telling me, hey, moron, you ordered something that can't go to New York, and they wanted to know if I wanted to swap that item out with something else, or if I wanted to just leave it alone and get my money back or something. So now I had to send them an email saying, sorry for the delay. I want to swap the item out and get something else that can be shipped to New York with the other items. So I'm sitting here like a jackass. Waiting for these packages, they're not in the way because I didn't look at my emails.
Bitch, because you dumb.
Because I'm fucking dumb. So, Justin, I apologize for making fun of you. And now I have to take my own medicine here. The same way I told Mo earlier that he is not allowed to do this and that because of his mistakes, I am not allowed to berate Justin and make fun of Justin for him being anal about his shipping For how long, Dre? You and Justin come up with a time limit right now. When can I go back to making fun? Because he is very anal about his shipping. It is very annoying. But
I am.
But the big dog got egg on his face now. And I look like an idiot because I didn't even look at it. I didn't even look at the confirmation email, which wasn't a confirmation email. It was an email saying, hey, idiot, it ain't coming. What's the punishment?
The fair punishment would be just like mud till the end of the year.
But that's what I was thinking too.
You're the judge.
I was thinking the same exact thing. At least to when Maurice, January 21st.
Yeah. So January 21st, I cannot make fun of Justin for his.
Since I'm a judge and I like bothering Justin, I'm gonna give you a week.
I get a week. Yes.
No. You get it to January 21st. That's all.
Oh, fuck! I had the applause and everything. If you want to hear another instance of me being an idiot when it comes to buying things online, listen to the last episode where I talked about another stupid moronic thing I did online. Just one of my many idiotic moves. Another one of my stupid mistakes that could have been avoided if I would have looked at the email.
Just like the fucking bike basket.
Just like the bike basket.
That could have been avoided.
You know, I almost didn't do my taxes this year. My mom called me. She said, did you do your taxes? It was the last day. I said, oh, shit. I had to call the guy, get everything done that day. Luckily, he got it done.
You did it like the last hour,
like
right?
The last fucking minute.
Did he charge you extra?
I don't think so. No.
Like, moron, it's the fucking last
day. No, because we know the guy. So he didn't OD. But this could all be avoided if I just slowed down. And this is where I'm going to wind down the podcast right now. This is where we're going to wrap it up. This would all be avoided if I were to just slow down. But lately, I've been running around like a fucking pinball. Just bing, 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 bing. Not even thinking. I'm buying shit. Not even looking at the confirmation. Not looking at the tracking. Not thinking about my taxes. Just one thing to the next. All the rock star, all the coffee. I have not been able to settle down. I took a nap today for like the first time in a while. It was great. But I need to go back to being a little more zen like I used to be. Okay, lately, for some reason, I've been all over the place. I need to slow down. I need to chill out. I need to calm down, okay, and enjoy the moment. Lately, I've not been enjoying the moment as much, and I've been noticing it. I'm from one thing to the other without even fucking thinking, and that's not a good way to live. You know, especially right now, everybody's kind of stuck where they are. You know, I mean, if you're in any kind of good position, you should be able to enjoy it. You know, I need to sit down when I'm drinking my coffee, listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd, and enjoy it. You know, enjoy every podcast, enjoy every cup of coffee, because you don't know when the last one is. I need to slow down. And if you're running around like me, check your shipping and slow down. Does anybody have any final words about any of this?
Just make sure. I just want everybody out there to just suck a dick today.
Suck a dick.
Make sure you suck at least one dick.
Everybody suck at least one dick today.
One dick. One
dick. There you
go,
Dre. Justin, plug yourself. Plug yourself. Whoa. Plug your socials and your YouTube channel.
You can find me on Instagram at RealJasonBittis93. YouTube, JustinSimBittis.
What about your Twitter? Your Twitter's dead.
Twitter's dead.
Plug it.
My Twitter is RealJasonBittis.
There you go. Dre, go ahead. Where can we find you?
You can find me.
In the bed with Stephanie.
Yes, you can. That's the only place you can find me.
You can find Dre in the bed with Stephanie with that nice, luxurious red robe. Yep. Looking good.
Which I'm about to take off because I'm kind of hot.
You look hot. Pause.
Ref Mo, tell them where you can find you.
You can find me on Most Great Adventures on Instagram. Look forward to some new content, a podcast coming out as well. So
that's right. He's going to do a podcast with his pastor, which I'm looking forward to. We're going to have his pastor on the show. Hopefully, if you guys have the podcast running up by then, we'll talk about it. So everybody, slow down. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your day. Take care of yourself. Don't catch the plague. Much love.